Karen Fairbanks, reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everyone is holding up in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. So I'm here with Stephen Marino. He's director of sales in the Northeast for Dairyland and the Chef's Warehouse. Steve, how have you guys been faring post-storm?
We've been doing pretty well, actually. We're up in Hunts Point, and we didn't lose much power up here, so we never had to revert to generators. We've been working here since Monday, just trying to process orders and get food out to our customers.
Wow, that's great. And just for folks who aren't aware of what it is exactly you do, can you give us a little bit of a recap?
We're a food distributor. We service retail markets and restaurants in all five boroughs, Connecticut, New Jersey, Long Island, and even up to Boston.
Now, I know one of the things that's been really hitting people hard right now is access to fuel. Have you guys been running into that at all?
Yeah, that's become our number one issue at this point in time. Up through yesterday, that was not a big deal. It was traffic and getting to our customers, particularly in Brooklyn and down in the New Jersey area. Starting late yesterday, our trucks started to come back and they weren't able to refuel. So luckily, our director of operations and our fleet manager were able to secure a trailer of diesel, and we've been wetlining our trucks for the last 2 days.
Wow. So how does the schedule normally work? Do you guys do delivery 7 days a week?
6 days a week. We do not normally deliver on Sundays.
And will you deliver this Sunday? I know a lot of places are going to be getting power back on Saturday and looking for deliveries as soon as possible.
Yes, actually, that's something that we decided to do this morning. We're going to be running about a dozen trucks into the Manhattan area, Lower Manhattan in particular, areas that have been hard hit by power. We had 10 trucks out today in Brooklyn, which is a little bit heavier than normal for a Thursday for us. For a Friday for us. We normally put out about 6 or 7. So it looks like Brooklyn is bouncing back pretty well, but Manhattan seems to be the most difficult place right now.
Sure. And have you had any issues with regards to your supply chain, or are you anticipating any when all these restaurants and food service businesses come back online and are going to be looking to mostly completely restock their larders?
No, that we'll be all right with that. We normally carry enough inventory that with these last few days that we haven't delivered fully, we'll have enough inventory to deliver everybody in the short term. Our concern right now is getting deliveries from our suppliers. Some of them are in areas that are still flooded in New Jersey, and some of them are being hit by the lack of diesel fuel as well and are unable to get their trucks into our area.
And have you guys had to deal with any spoilage or freshness issues sitting on top of some of your stock for longer than normal?
No, not yet. The things that were extremely short dated, we tried to get out. We have a number of restaurants that are donating their time and energy and cooking in some of the harder hit areas. So we donated a lot of our product, our short dated product, to those guys so that they could be made use of and wouldn't get thrown away.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I'm glad to hear you guys will be out on the road Sunday. I know our chefs will be glad to hear it. Definitely looking forward to keeping in touch, and thanks so much for sharing your perspective with us.
No problem at all. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks, Steve. Follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio or on Facebook, Heritage Radio Network, for updates and more info on the response to Superstorm Sandy.